My guest was given 2 days to live 2 years ago. He's back from the edge of the grave with an urgent warning for the church that you cannot miss.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are going to talk about some things that may shake you, startle you today. We may be talking about some things that will rock your world. I believe they will. My guest will be joining us shortly, Steve Hill. Back from the dead, he almost died of incurable cancer 2 years ago, was given just a couple of days to live. And back literally from the edge of the grave with an urgent message for the church, Steve has been burning, as long as I've known him, burning with a burden for the lost, burning to see the bride awaken to her beauty and calling. And God gave him a vision of a spiritual avalanche that was coming, a spiritual avalanche of false teachings that could destroy millions. And in a very short period of time, he was able to write a book and get the book out, and he's going to be joining me for the next 2 hours on the air. I may take some calls. The number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. And Steve will be joining me shortly. We'll be making the book available to you along with today's interview. So even if you're just driving in your car and you've got 20 minutes and you've got an appointment to get to, and you're, oh, I got to hear the interview, you'll be able to get all of the interview in its entirety. Friends, I worked together with Steve side by side for the better part of 4 years. Night in, night out, I watched him preach his heart out and appeal to the lost to get right with God. I watched him appeal to backsliders to turn away from their sin and receive mercy. And night in, night out, for the better part of 4 years, we stood shoulder to shoulder and saw hundreds of thousands of people repenting, turning to God, getting right with God, getting saved, getting delivered, getting free, and they are ablaze for God, so many of them around the world today. So put on your seatbelts, open your heart and mind wide. Pastors, leaders, believers of every stripe, and those who've been away from God, listen carefully, because what you hear today may just change your life. Steve, yay, it is a joy to welcome you to the Line of Fire, man.
Hello.
How you doing? Hello. Great to have you on the air.
It's fantastic to be on the air with you, man.
And Steve, it's fantastic just to have you alive on planet Earth. How long ago was it that you were given 2 days to live?
Mike, it was probably, I'm just guesstimating because my life has been a fog for 4 years. A couple years ago, I was given 3 days, and I remember it as if it was yesterday because it was a very sad time for those that have faced death in their life. It was a happy time knowing that I was going to go be with the Lord, but I also had so much more work to do for Him, and so it was just a strange time.
And Steve, we are thrilled that the Lord has spared you and has raised you up. We know you're still in the midst of a battle, but it's an absolute miracle that you're on your feet preaching and writing again. And Steve, we come back, I want to get right into the vision, the avalanche vision. As Steve was praying and meeting with the Lord one day, his eyes were opened to see something very, very frightening that will literally affect millions of lives if we don't heed the warning signs. In fact, millions have already been affected. So stay right here. We'll be back with Steve Hill.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest, Steve Hill, international evangelist, revivalist, author of Spiritual Avalanche, The Threat of False Teachings That Could Destroy Millions. Sid Roth said of the book, a vision from God to prevent millions from end time deception. Steve, you yourself experienced God's mercy when you were saved, having been a heroin addict and arrested multiple times, radically transformed by Jesus. What do you remember most of the days when you were preaching night in, night out in the Brownsville Revival and literally hundreds of thousands of people responded to the altar calls asking God for mercy? What sticks out most in your mind as you think back to those days?
Well, Mike, you have placed before me a very simple question, and that is, you know, you were there. We spoke to millions over the period of 5 years. And what sticks out the most to me were the lost souls. And yes, there were church people that come. They, you know, come to revival services. The signs, the wonders, the miracles attract them. But I would look out there and I would see gang members. I would see teenagers. I would see students. I would see folks sitting up in the balcony, you know, that were mocking. And so, Mike, you know, we would sit together, you and I, up on the platform. You and I have similar backgrounds. You know, we know what it's like to be lost. And I would weep. I would sit there and weep. And right now, just, you know, thinking back on it, I weep for the lost. And all I wanted in those services, I didn't want an offering. I didn't want stuff. I didn't want gifts. I wanted those people to come running to the altar to receive Christ as Savior.
And Steve, have you seen lasting fruit? Have you seen some of these people through the years? It wasn't just an emotional moment for them. You've seen them changed and going on with God?
The answer to that is every day.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere we go, I live in Dallas, a city of 6 million. I run into them all the time. I just was in Mobile, Alabama, 2 days ago. I ran into dozens and dozens of people. Lives were changed at the revival. We were holding a meeting, met them there, but also in a restaurant, at the mall, stores, people just coming up and saying they remember back. And it not only changed them then, but it's stuck to them like glue. Yeah. I mean, they became believers. They became a follower. And I'm convinced of this. For those that are really paying attention to this broadcast, when you choose to believe, when you really choose to believe, then it will adhere to you like glue. I mean, that's what happened to me. When I got saved, I got so saved, so transformed. And that's what's happened to so many of these. And you know, Mike, from the Bible school that you raised up, they're all over the world. They're preaching the gospel all over the world, and nothing's going to stop them. And Dr. Cho made a statement. He said this, Dr. Cho, for those that are unfamiliar, the pastor is probably the largest church in the world. And he said, this revival will last until Jesus comes. He wasn't talking about the building. He was talking about the spirit of the revival, what's going on in the revival. Same as Azusa Street. The building is gone. It's a parking lot now. But the revival lives on all over the world, same with the Brownsville Revival.
Yeah, and Steve, we used to talk about people getting so saved, not semi-saved, but seriously saved, so saved. And that's part of the great burden that we're both carrying and we've carried for many, many years. And as we both sat under men like David Wilkerson and Leonard Ravenhill, in fact, that's what connected us. We saw the message they preached, the burden that they carried. And Steve, today it seems it's just been exchanged for some kind of superficial pep talk, add Jesus into your life and go on with sin. Have we reached a critical point in the body today, Steve?
We have reached, critical is a good word, dangerous is a good word. Perilous is a good word. Fill in the blank, my friend. These are horrific times. Man is doing what is right in his own eyes. When man does what's right in his own eyes, he's heading for destruction. I lived in Argentina, Mike, for years, and there is a road that goes all the way down to the tip of South America, and when you get to the end of the road in Ushuaia, is the name of the area, it says dead end. And that is, I mean, it's the end. You can't drive any further or ride your horse any further. And that's where people are heading when they think they've got it figured out, when they're doing their own thing. It's a dead end. And I would encourage you, my friend, if that's you, turn your spiritual vehicle around and head back up the road and find out where you got off the track.
Steve, you are respected by a lot of leaders around America, and obviously we're not going to name names, but you've had people come to you and talk to you privately about what they're seeing in the church. You know, we'll hear about an occasional scandal. It's tragic. We don't throw stones at the people. We weep for them. We search our own lives. But you hear a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Obviously, you're not going to mention names, but what kind of things are you hearing are taking place among leaders and in the church today? Because things are far worse than most people realize.
Well, we are hearing teaching that, Mike, is, how can I put it? I'm not alarmed anymore, okay? Let me put it this way. I'm not alarmed anymore because it's just fulfillment of prophecy. The prophecy said it was going to be like this in the last days, that people were going to heap to themselves teachers. They're going to look for people that will tickle their ears. And we aren't going to name names on this broadcast, okay? But I have received, repeatedly I received notes from people that let me know what they are hearing. And Mike, do we have 60 seconds?
We got more than 60 seconds.
Okay, I want to read one now. Don't anyone get mad at me. But this just came in from a major leader of a major church that's spreading everywhere, and this is a direct quote. If you're not having fun, it's not God. He set you free to have fun. If it's work, you're under the law. Grace is nothing but fun. You don't have to pray an hour a day. Your pastor doesn't, so why should you? It doesn't matter if you pray or fast. You can't make anything happen. It was already finished on the cross. You can't bind or loose anything. Nothing you do matters. All you have to do is let things happen and then enjoy life. Now, Mike, that is from this week.
Yep.
Okay, well, excuse me, last week, the beginning of last week. Mm-hmm. That is a week old from a major leader speaking in a conference. Now, I don't know what the listener's take on that is, but my take is, this is a man who calls himself a shepherd, and a shepherd leads sheep. Sheep need to be led, and this shepherd is leading sheep into an abyss, just a deep, dark abyss, a hole, darkness. He's saying to them, your life is meaningless. Now, Mike, that's not the word.
That's not the word. That's not Jesus. That's not the gospel. All that does is feed the flesh. Steve, I was reading a book the other day, and the guy said, when you look at the cross, if you don't think fun, you don't know the gospel. This is frightening. All right, Steve, we come back. Let's talk about the vision that you got, the Avalanche Vision. Friends, this is your listener-supported voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. We don't talk a lot about money on the air, but the fact of the matter is we are listener-supported. We're looking to expand all over the country, but recently got word we have to drop one major station because of lack of support. So if you believe in what we're doing, stand with us. Give a call right now, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Be sure to order your copy of Avalanche along with the CD of today's interview when you call that number, 1-800-278-9978. We'll be right back with my guest, Steve Hill, and his vision of the coming Avalanche.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire, your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity in the midst of a society in chaos and a church all too often in compromise. My friend, a real giant of the faith, a man whom I deeply honor as a soldier for the Lord, Steve Hill, has preached around the world. I've never seen him without a burden for the lost. I've never seen him without being broken for the lost. And at the same time, not just some burden, but a reflection of his love for Jesus. Steve, before we get to your Avalanche vision, I want to just see if you remember this one particular night back in Pensacola. We had twice a year a pastor's conference where we'd get 1,500 pastors and leaders that would come. The day registration opened, it was filled. And I love those times because I get to minister to a lot of leaders and really help equip them. You honored them, but you were more concerned with the lost. I don't know if you remember this particular night, but two punk rock looking kids came walking into the building, tattoos, mohawks, all different color, you know, pierced everywhere. And when they got in the building, everything was filled. You saw them walk away. Do you remember that you sent one of the ushers to get two of the pastors at the pastor's meeting and put them in an overflow room so that those punk rock kids could sit in the front row and they got saved that night? Does that ring a bell with you?
Mike, if I didn't do that, you did. But yeah. The bottom line is, I mean, you and I just breathe. We eat, drink, and breathe souls. And the answer is yes. And since we're jumping back and forth, I'll throw one more at you. Do you remember the night when the there was going to be a Playboy shoot on the beach, and it rained that day, and the girls, two of these girls, asked the taxi driver what was happening in the town of Pensacola.
Well, where's the action,
the only
right?
thing happening here in this town is this big revival meeting. Anyway, long story short, he brought them to the revival meeting. They got so saved. And you think about it, you're going down to do I don't know if you can think about it, a Playboy shoot, and you end up getting, you know, shot by the Holy Ghost. You end up getting saved. And so, oh, my goodness, the stories just go on forever and ever, brother.
They do. And in fact, that was right before God had called me to be part of what was happening there and to join the team. But I remember John Kilpatrick telling the story that one of these gals is just weeping and weeping at the altar, so he didn't know what was going on. Went to talk to her, and she said, "I haven't led the best life," and that's where we heard the story.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, you've called me numerous times. I've called you as God's been restoring your health, and we're both shaken. We talk to each other on the phone. We're shaken about things that are being put forth and taught in the church, but you actually received a vision while praying of an avalanche. So describe that. We'll take the rest of this next hour to talk about that and the contents of your book, Spiritual Avalanche. But was the nature of the vision?
There's no way, Mike. By the way, listeners, support Line of Fire. Support this broadcast. Come on, look where your money's going. Mike didn't ask me to say this, but look at your checkbook, look at your credit cards, and whatever you do, make sure you're sowing into something that's changing lives, and not tithing to him. Don't do that. Give. Give offerings, and on a steady basis. But, Mike, for a better understanding of what I'm about to say is I am the real McCoy. Okay, when it comes to seeing things, visions, signs, and wonders, if it's not real, it's not, you know, to me, it's not God. Okay,
yeah, you don't
it's got to
like
be
stuff.
Real.
Yep.
You were raised around Wilkerson, Ravenhill. They were our mentors. They mentored us. They taught us these things. And so I was sitting in my living room just a couple months ago. This is very fresh, listeners. This is not something from ancient history. This is just a couple months ago. I was sitting on my couch, and I closed my eyes. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was just going to have a quiet time with the Lord. Now, remember, I've gone through 4 years of just almost living in a comatose state. And so, but every day I would get alone with the Lord, and I'd ask him just to speak to me, and I'd talk to him. And suddenly, a full-color motion picture appeared in front of me. My eyes were closed, but it was full color. And I saw a ski resort. Now, I'm going to go through some of this. And like you said, Mike, we got the implications of this is life-changing for everyone listening, whether you're a pastor, a lay leader, just someone who goes to church or doesn't go to church. Everyone needs to hear this because this was a direct download from God. I was sitting there, and I saw a ski resort. A beautiful ski resort, like an Austrian resort. Now, I'm a skier. I'm a down here skier, so I know what I was seeing. It was beautiful. It was colorful. Kids were skiing. They were skating on ice skating rinks. People were sipping hot chocolate. People were buying things in stores. I saw everything in fast motion and slow motion at the same time. It was magnificent. Everyone was happy. The Lord immediately began to give me the interpretation. And so please listen. The ski resort was the church. It was typifying a local church or mega church, whatever it might be. It was a church. People go to have fun. They go to a ski resort to have fun. Everyone was having fun. Suddenly, and Mike, tell me when to break in, okay? Tell me when.
I'll do it.
Okay, and so I was watching this resort. Then suddenly, everyone started moving hastily towards their condos, towards their hotels, towards their ski in, ski out resorts, and it began to snow. It didn't just begin to snow; it began to snow violently. It was a storm coming in. Now, the skiers were going to their place of rest because they knew in the morning there was going to be a fresh blanket of snow. And there's nothing like skiing on a fresh blanket of snow. And then I saw off to my right, remember, my eyes are shut. When I opened them, everything disappeared.
All right,
so
Steve,
we're going to
stop right there. All right, we've got folks literally hanging here, waiting. We're going to stop right there. When we come back, you'll hear what happened next. And the implications of it, friends, are shocking. I mean, in a moment of time, God gave this to Steve. When he wrote it out, it started to go viral. In a matter of weeks, he was able to write a book that's been endorsed by key leaders all over the nation. Get the book, Spiritual Avalanche, with the full 2 hours of interview with Steve Hill today. Call 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. I appreciate Steve's kind words encouraging you to stand with our ministry. Do it, friends. We're on the front lines. We're going for it. Together, we're making a difference. 1-800-278-9978 or my website, askdrbrown.org. Click on the online bookstore.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest, Steve Hill, author of the book Spiritual Avalanche. He was given 3 days to live a couple years back. I remember as we followed with interest and prayer, Nancy, my bride of 37 years on Thursday, it'll be, crying out to God. And we were just saying, we can't lose Steve. We hate to see him suffer, but we need him on the front lines. I've told him numerous times that God has not replaced him, that God has not raised someone else up to take his place in the body, and we need him on the front lines. And he has come back with a passion, even beyond the passion that he had in the past. I'm not just saying this because Steve's a friend. I've shared this with him from my heart in private. I honor his heart for the Lord and for the lost. And to the depth of the brokenness in his heart and the passion in his heart, to that depth, people have been changed as I've heard the message that he's preached. So, Steve, we return to your vision. Everything was just so nice on the ski resort that represented the church. And then it started snowing heavily. Then what happened next in this vision?
And then I saw off to my right in this vision, my eyes closed, 8 o'clock in the morning. It was about 8:15 by this time. I saw a group of people gathered together with a very concerned look on their faces. Their countenances were different from the skiers. And they were screaming at one another and pointing in certain directions. And then they began to mount helicopters, snowmobiles, and then a group of them grabbed these massive weapons. And I had only seen them on the news, and they were anti-tank weapons, howitzers, and had shells of 2 and 3 feet long. They were loading them, and then I began to hear nothing but explosions. And they were blowing up the mountain. The helicopters were flying overhead. They were going up, 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 past the ski resort, up into the mountains, dropping bombs into the places we call the avalanche zones. And then the ski mobiles, the ski patrol on the ski mobiles were going up, up, up the mountains, and they were drilling holes into the snow and then moving away from the holes and then igniting these explosives and electronically. And then these howitzers, these massive cannons, were shooting into the mountains 5 miles away, is what I found out later. I was watching all this in full color, and I had my handkerchief out. I was weeping because the Lord began to reveal to me this, that the layers of snow that were coming down have to do with false teaching that is coming down on the church. Remember, the church is the resort. Everybody's happy. No one knows what's going on. The false teaching that was coming down was the overemphasis on grace, grace being the freedom to sin rather than the freedom to live godly and holy, or the strength and the power to live godly and holy. The deification of man, that means putting man in the place of God. This is happening all over the world. God, I didn't know this stuff, listener. I was watching it. God was showing it to me live in full color. He was revealing to me what these layers of snow were. Universal reconciliation, that means everyone is saved. These were layers and layers and layers. And then one that shocked me was the validity of the Word of God being challenged. People taking the Word of God and challenging it. Oh, there's so much more.
Yeah, and we're friends. We're just getting started. Steve, I've been writing about this. People saying the words of Jesus don't apply to believers today.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I am back with Steve Hill as we talk about the avalanche of false teaching that could destroy the lives of millions of believers, let alone its effect on backsliders and on the lost. Steve's book, Spiritual Avalanche. To get a copy of the book together with today's interview, call 1-800-278-9978. When you call, help us with a gift so that we can continue being on the radio with you and expanding the outreach God has called us to have. Steve, in this vision, you were shaken by it. You saw that.
Mike, I was shaken to the core because it was being revealed to me, not only the vision as far as the colorful vision, the application was being revealed. The spiritual application was being revealed. The people that were shooting these howitzers and dropping the bombs are the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, the Mike Browns, the Steve Hills. Those of you that are listening that care about the body of Christ, we're supposed to be destroying the avalanche before it destroys the church. And how do you do that? You destroy lies with truth. When someone comes along and says that Jesus Christ is not the way to heaven, then you quote truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You quote truth. There's no other. You don't have to be a theologian like Mike Brown, who is the greatest theologian on the planet. For those of you that don't get that, this program is priceless. And back it financially. It needs to be on all over the planet. And so we have got to do something about this. Now, Mike, I want to get into the phone call I made right after the vision. I saw all this happening. I saw the snow coming down. I saw the layers piling up. I saw the men and the women, these soldiers, if you will, destroying the avalanche so it would not kill the people. Okay? And then I did something that normally I would never do. I made a phone call. Now, I don't know if we have a time for the phone call right now,
Mike. We got plenty of time.
But right, let me get into it. I called Aspen. And for those of you in the United States, Aspen is a major ski resort. I called a friend up there, and I said, could you put me in touch with the ski patrol? The call was made. The ski patrol called me an hour later, one of the top men in the ski patrol, and I said, this is Steve Hill. You may think I'm crazy, but I want to tell you what I just saw. I call it a vision, and you may not be a Christian. I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about this, what I just saw. And I explained to him what I'm just explaining to you. And then he said this, Mr. Hill, everything you saw is exactly what we do. Mm-hmm. We do everything we can to save lives. And I personally, he said, Matt, I personally operate a howitzer. I operate an anti-tank weapon that shoots shells 5 miles into the mountains. We know where the avalanches form, and we know how to destroy them before they kill the people. Now, I was standing at this time with my iPhone, and I was crying my eyes out. My iPhone, Mike, was sticky with tears because I was immediately seeing my responsibility of manning a howitzer. You, Dr. Brown, manning a howitzer, doing what? Blowing up this false teaching before it comes down and kills innocent Christians. And it's killing people right now by the millions. People that were once on fire are now backslid because somebody told them they can sin. somebody told them that the Bible isn't true. Somebody told them they don't have to believe the words in red. It goes on and on. Now, I know I don't have time to tell you what the man said next, but what he did tore me to the core.
No, Steve, we've got a long segment here, so this is the time. Go for it. What did he say?
Let me do it. The officer on the other side said this. He said, "Mr. Hill, can I say something to you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And remember, I was weeping, and I don't care. I'm a weeper. I don't care what people think. Jesus cried. Jesus wept. And he said, he raised his voice, just like I'm raising my voice right now. But he raised it, Dr. Brown, like a general would raise his voice to a general in a war room. And he said, "Do you want to know why people die?" And I said, "Yes, sir."
Mm.
He said, "They die because they don't listen to me. I tell them to stay away from the avalanche zones. I tell them to stay off the back country, but they get in their helicopters, they get on their snowmobiles, and they go past our barricades, and they go anyway." And he said, 60 minutes later, I'm digging their corpse out of the snow. And then he goes, "No one has to die from an avalanche."
Oh, boy.
And by that time, I was completely destroyed in my spirit because, Mike, nobody has to die spiritually.
No.
When they listen to your program, they read your books, and you've got some of the best books on the planet. You read the books. You read the Word. There's no reason to die spiritually. There's no reason to dry up spiritually. There's no reason to fall away from God spiritually. You've got enough tools right in front of you to not only to save you, but to keep you strong in the Lord. And this book was written in 4 weeks. It's 56,000 words. Now, that's nothing for Dr. Brown. He's a writing machine.
That's
but that is something for Steve Hill.
Steve,
the book has been written. And by the way, in the back of the book, I write about Dr. Brown. He helped me on a chapter called Whiteout. I won't explain that to you, but you can read about it for yourself. And in the back of the book, I put his website, and I put contact Dr. Brown, all the ways to do it. So those of you that have all these questions about this and about that, I'm not going to talk to you. I love you dearly. But our phones ring off the hook 24/7, 365. We cannot handle it. Neither can Dr. Brown. But he'll take some of your calls.
Uh-huh.
And some of his people will. And so that's why
I'm
sorry about that, brother.
No,
but
no,
I put
that's
your
all right.
Stuff in the back of the book.
I'm looking at the page, and it was my honor to play a small part. Look, I watched this unfold, Steve. Again, I've known you all these years. I remember distinctly some of the warnings in the days of Brownsville. Not scare tactics, but warnings. And the people wouldn't hear it. And they'd go out, and we'd get word a week later they're dead and they're lost.
They're dead.
Yeah. I remember one time in the 1,000-plus times I heard you preach, one time as you were preaching, you gave a warning that there was someone there who was playing games with God, and if they didn't get serious, they die in a high-speed car wreck. And I remember you were shaken as you gave that word. And I knew you well enough. It was not some scare tactic. And then we get the email. We get the email, 2 weeks or less later?
Yep.
A gal saying she had come with a friend of hers, a guy. She went to the altar, got saved. He mocked. A few days later, he's showing off his car. He's at the bar. He goes out speeding. Next thing, police cars, the guy's car ripped apart. 100-mile-an-hour accident. She said, "I just came from the funeral." I mean, you read that publicly. We were shaken. Now you have this vision. And we're not talking, Steve, about one life. We're talking about millions of people. And yes, there is a time to name names. There's a proper context for doing it. We're just not doing it in this context. I do it in my book when I can quote people adequately. Some people, Steve, I know you're trying to reach first face-to-face before you name names and appeal to them. And reach out to them, but look, we are literally talking about lives being destroyed. We got a break here, but look, I just saw this post on Facebook. Someone said friends of his, they wanted to prove they weren't bound by religion. They got disinterested in evangelism. They wanted to prove they were not bound by religion. He said the more they started drinking, the dirtier their speech, the less I saw Christ. They end up getting drunk. Why? Because they wanted to show how relevant they are, and they're not bound by religion. That is one of the false teachings that is literally destroying lives. Get the book, Spiritual Avalanche, and today's interview, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. When we come back, we'll talk about more of the specific errors destroying millions today.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you for joining us on today's urgent broadcast with an urgent warning from my friend Steve Hill, author of the book Spiritual Avalanche, The Threat of False Teachings That Could Destroy Millions. Steve, we had very little contact when you were at your sickest. Basically, you couldn't be in contact, you couldn't interact, you couldn't respond to texts. You were literally at death's door, bedridden in intense pain. You couldn't follow a lot of what was happening in the body. And I said to you, it's almost like the story of Rip Van Winkle, who was asleep for a number of years and wakes back up to a different world. Even though you saw a lot of junk happening in the body before you got sick with cancer, when you woke up and saw what was happening and then different leaders started talking to you, it was a shock to your system, wasn't it?
Two of the most well-known leaders in the nation, and we've already made a covenant with one another that this is not the program we're going to name names. But let me tell you something. For those of you that have a hard time with naming names and you think it's gossip, I've got a message that I'm working on right now called It Ain't Gossip.
Come on.
And it's from Genesis to Revelation, where God names names and then he kills them. Mm-hmm. And then he names names and he blesses them. Mm-hmm. Then he names names and he kills them. And then you go to the New Testament and he starts his church off by naming Ananias and Sapphira. He didn't say there was a couple in the church. He names their names and kills them. And then we won't even get into Paul's epistles and the endings of his letters. And so when Mike, if he puts out a book or talks about naming names, get off this little soapbox that you might be on. We're not on a soapbox. We're trying to stop this garbage. So I said all that and forgot your question.
Yeah, well, it was good. You said, the question was, when you started to get your strength back and you started...
It. Remember.
Right.
Okay, two major leaders in America, Mike, and like I said, if I named them, you'd know them. Everybody would know them. One of them said this. They said, Steve, it's just like what you said, Mike. Steve, you've been asleep for 4 years. Since you've been asleep, he said, first of all, your voice has been gone, and we've missed your voice. And that was, just real comforting for me that maybe I have made a difference a little bit. And then he said, there are churches that I used to go into regularly. And he was talking about mega churches. He said, now they won't let me close to the front door. And he said, others, I can go, but I can't mention words like hell. I can't say repent. I can't say anything that has to do that might offend someone. Well, my brother, my sister, I've got news for you. Jesus spent his life offending people. Does this offend you? He spent his life. All it is offense. All it is confrontation. Mm-hmm. And if you can't handle some confrontation, then where are you going to get in life? If you can't let people speak into your life, and then this other leader said this, started naming names, and it reminded me of a Mike Brown in a, you know, with, but a female. She started naming names. I went, whoa. We talked for an hour, and she happens to pastor a mega church, just a mega church. And she said, and she started naming all these men and women that are spreading the abominations, heresies in the church. And she said, will you come now to my church? I said, I can't come right now. She said, you got to come this weekend. I said, I can't come this weekend. And so we set up a date, and we're coming soon. But the bottom line is, Mike, what we're talking about, this is not just you and I chatting for a little while on the radio.
Nope.
This is a serious epidemic, and I liken it to the Black Plague that swept through Europe. It killed millions, and people are asleep letting this thing sweep through the church.
Yeah, Steve, as we're talking, someone just posted this on my Facebook page. I visited a so-called church in Phoenix, and the preacher said, don't listen to Jesus, just listen to Paul. You know, I'm actually going to revisit that again tomorrow on my broadcast. But, hey, don't worry about taking up the cross. Don't worry about laying down your life. Don't worry about self-denial. Don't worry about leave everything, follow Jesus. Don't worry about if your right eye causes you to sin.
Well, why don't we do, Mike, why don't we do this, okay? Let's skip Easter, okay? It's coming up in a short while. Let's just skip it, okay? Because, you know, Black Friday, the darkest day in the church history, and let's just skip it all right? Because Jesus doesn't matter anymore, okay? Come on, folks, what on earth has happened to you? When I witness, and I witness every day, everywhere I go, I look at people in the eyes and I say this, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And then I say this, don't lie to me. And they all freak out. And I do this, but I've only had one negative response out of hundreds. Now, I have had people starting to cry. They start to cry because they don't know what to do. They can't say I'm Methodist because I didn't ask them that.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's no Methodists. There's no Episcopalians. There's no Baptists. There's no Pentecostals in heaven. The only ones that are in heaven are those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Denominations are man-made. And
yep.
So don't get me going down that one. But
you know, and Steve, I'm going to jump in, and then we've got an hour. I want to go through a bunch of the chapters in your book.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, though, that is working in your heart when you talk to people is that you genuinely love them. And I've seen you reach out to the lost with tears, and I've seen them respond with tears, and then some of them came to our ministry school, and some of them are missionaries on the field now, and they're winning others with tears because it's the love of God. And Steve, you wrote this book out of the love of God. Friends, go to stevehill.org to connect with my dear brother and pick up the phone right now. Call 1-800-278-9978. Get the book Spiritual Avalanche with today's entire two-hour interview. That's 1-800-278-9978. And I'm humbled by Steve's remarks, but I'm absolutely passionate about being on the air. God's called me to be a voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. I cannot do it alone. We really need help from many of you who listen regularly by radio, online. So when you call, become a torchbearer, become a monthly supporter. Hold our hands up as we stand here on the front lines. Together we are making a difference. You can go to my website, askdrbrown.org, to order the book Spiritual Avalanche. Again, you'll get with that free today's two-hour interview on CD. As you hear Steve, let the fire that's burning in his heart burn in yours. My bottom line today, in God's kingdom, everything reproduces after its own kind. Coldness reproduces coldness. Compromise reproduces compromise. Fire reproduces fire. We need the fire of God. My guest was given 2 days to live 2 years ago. He's back from the edge of the grave with an urgent warning for the church that you cannot miss.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
It is time to sound the alarm. It is time to give a wake-up call. It is time to say, take heed, take heed. There is much danger. Take heed. There is a spiritual avalanche coming that could destroy many lives. In fact, that is destroying many lives. Michael Brown, welcome to The Line of Fire. I'm thrilled to have on the air with me Steve Hill, a dear friend and colleague, a man whom I believe in with all my heart as a committed soldier on the front lines. We stood together and ministered for the better part of 4 years, night in, night out, had the privilege of seeing a harvest of hundreds of thousands of people getting right with God. And now Steve, based currently in Dallas, Texas, has written a book. From the day that God gave him the vision for this book to the day it came out, I cannot believe that I'm holding it in my hand how quickly this has happened. Spiritual Avalanche, the threat of false teachings that could destroy millions. I'll tell you a little later how to get the book with the CD of today's interview. We just finished a very intense hour. We have one more hour to go. Welcome to the program and welcome back to The Line of Fire, Steve Hill.
Mike, it's great to be with you, and I want to say to you, this is just, everybody else can just shut their ears if they want. I don't know what I would do without you in my life, Mike. You have been a mentor. You have been a theologian to me, but more than anything else, you have been a friend. And when I was dying, you were there for me. While I live, you're here for me, and I love you dearly, and I thank God that we have you on the radio so millions more can learn who this Michael Brown is, who not only loves Jesus, but loves people. So God bless you, buddy.
Oh, Steve, that you're too gracious, man, but it's a privilege, really, to call you my friend, and all of our new listeners in the greater DFW area listening now on KDKR and KYJC, welcome. We're here at this time every day, Central Standard Time, 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Steve, we have just a minute before the break, but is it too late for change to come to the Church of America?
Oh, absolutely not. I just got finished doing some television commercials in Utah, in the mountains, concerning spiritual avalanche. And most of those commercials were along those lines. I believe in this country. It is not too late, but it is going to be too late if you do nothing. You've got to begin doing something. Don't depend on the preacher down the road. You've got to lift up your voice. You've got to begin speaking the truth to your neighbor.
Yeah, and Steve, I have the same heart as you. It's urgent. There is hope, but we must respond with urgency. So friends, when we come back, we're going to dive into the contents of this amazing book. I'm looking in the front, endorsements from Jack Hayford, Chancellor of the King's University, endorsements from Vincent Sinan, Dean Emeritus of Regent University, from Sid Roth, from Mike Bickle, from Lou Engel, from Sharon Darity, from Billy Wilson, from yours truly, from John Kilpatrick. Man, yikes, it's going on and on, page after page of people who said, this book is urgent, you've got to read it. The spiritual avalanche that could destroy millions. Imagine yourself in the mountains, curled up by the fire while the snow falls outside the window. But what happens when the snow just keeps falling, creating the dangerous threat of an avalanche? To find out, we come back.
Change the world. Fire we want, for fire we please. Send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest, Steve Hill, was dramatically saved close to 40 years ago, delivered from heavy drug, alcohol addiction, from a life of crime, then discipled under Teen Challenge, went to a school that David Wilkerson had, and began to go around the nation, around the world, with a tremendous burden to reach the lost, served as a missionary in Argentina. And the book I'm holding in my hand, Spiritual Avalanche, on the back it says, warning, exclamation point, this spiritual avalanche could destroy millions. Steve, these are big words. The book itself has beautifully produced by Frontline Books. It's got a warning sign on it of a coming avalanche. You talk about the threat of false teaching that could destroy millions. Steve, is this just kind of an exaggerated picture? You know, visions and dreams can sometimes be exaggerated. Is the picture of it an avalanche and all these warnings, is that just exaggeration or hype to get people to look at a book? How serious are you about the coming danger and the present danger, Steve?
Well, I was hoping the book we could do like a scratch and avalanche type thing. You know, you scratch it and the snow blows all over your face. But we're not there yet with technology. And, Mike, I can't get more serious. Look at our nation.
Come on.
Mike, your books, I mean, forgive me for saying this, they just scratch the surface, and you put out the heaviest books on the market. If a reader's haven't gotten Mike's books, I mean, buy them all. Just get them all. It doesn't matter. I mean, goodness. I remember one of your first books, your title was going to be Stop Sinning. And then we discussed it and came up with Go and Sin No More.
Yeah, but you suggested that to me. You had the wise counsel that Stop Sinning might not quite be the title they'd get.
You know,
so we took Jesus' words.
Most women buy books, and so Stop Sinning and whatever. I don't want to go there. But the bottom line is, there is an avalanche. An avalanche is not a good thing. Avalanches go on all the time, all over the world, and I am so surprised after writing this. This is only, you know, the book, it just came out today.
Just came out.
You know that,
yep.
Mike.
Just came out.
Today,
yep.
It came out.
Wow.
Okay?
Amazing.
And so this is so fresh. But everyone knows about avalanches, even people in the jungles of Africa. And if they've read in little booklets and or seen on little internets at the internet cafes and all, people know what an avalanche is. And I'm not saying everyone, all 7 billion, but I'm saying the most people know, and they know it not to be a good thing. And God showed me this. I did not see this. God showed me this. Okay, I didn't make it up. And he said there's an avalanche of false teaching that's going to come down and destroy millions if we don't stop it. And I'm watching it before my very eyes, and so are you, Mike. You're watching it. Your listeners are seeing it. That's why the feedback on this has been so incredible. We cannot handle it, Mike. We cannot handle the feedback on this. People are saying, my son was destroyed. My daughter was destroyed. My family is destroyed. All about, they go through the chapters of the book, you know, and some of it, they just, you know, they saw it on the internet. They just saw the vision, and the vision itself is short,
yeah.
But it on the internet, and it's on YouTube, but it shows the different layers of avalanche, and the people identify immediately that this is what's killing their family. So, Mike, it's time to get serious. Quit playing games. Let's call it what it is, okay? False teaching is false teaching.
What about one of the most extreme teachings in this avalanche, universal reconciliation, that everybody eventually gets in? It's what Rob Bell put forth in his book, Love Wins, and I'm mentioning that by name because I did extensive broadcasts on that, and it was such a well-known book, and there's been no ability to interact with him on it, so I can say that. Universal reconciliation, surely, believers know that there's no such thing as that. Surely,
Mike, here's what's sad. See, people want to believe. They want to believe doctrines, and I even hate to even say that word with it, they want to believe heresies like that because it frees them. It, like the heresy of no more judgments, and we may touch on that, that yeah. there are no judgments. Well, hey, party hardy. If there's no judgments, then let's just do what we want to do. And Mike, I got a call from a major leader in Germany. Now, people are not going to believe this, and that's fine. I'm at a place like you are, Mike. It really doesn't matter whether people believe me or not. When they stand before God, they're going to find out who was right and who wasn't. But I got a call from Germany the other day from a major leader, and he said, would you please help us stop this? And I said, what? He said, there's leaders traveling around Germany letting people know, saying this, that Adolf Hitler is in heaven. And I said, explain that to me. They said, because he made a commitment when he was 17, supposedly, to Christ, that because of that commitment, he is forever saved.
And they'll say,
and he will not be held accountable for the millions upon millions of Jews and others that he slaughtered.
And they would say, Steve, if you don't agree with that, then you don't agree with grace. What a perversion of grace. It's, grace that transforms sinners into saints. What a perversion of the blood of Jesus.
I was studying the other day this. John Newton wrote Amazing Grace, and he was a slave trader. And I was reading his words. Now, he was a wicked man, Mike.
Yep.
He was a wicked man, and he was so saved by the blood. And then when I look at the teaching today, guess what I did, Mike? I sat right where I'm sitting right now, and I apologized to him. I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, because this is not what you intended.
No.
When we hear the bagpipes playing at funerals, Amazing Grace, this is not what you intended when you wrote those words. But now, look at this. Look at this. And, of course, he will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Steve.
I don't get it.
Leonard Ravenhill said these words. We both heard him say it. We'd see the brokenness in his heart. And he was a man deeply in love with Jesus, intimate with the Lord. He was not some mean-spirited heresy hunter. He just loved Jesus so much. And he'd come out of his prayer times, as we'd spend hours with him, come out of his prayer times shocked. Mike, the church is naked and she doesn't know it.
Yeah.
Ravenhill said this many years ago. The world has lost the power to blush over its vice. The church has lost her power to weep over it. There is no vice. Hey, you can't talk about it. Don't talk about sin. Don't get into sin management. Don't get into behavior modification. Hey, it's all grace. Don't put that dead religion on me. It's just this wall that's put up to the message of repentance, isn't it?
No. I ask every listener, where are the standard bearers? Where are the men and women that are, as you shared a few minutes ago, that are going to hold the torch up high? I want to tell you, I am not going to die and have not done my part in the kingdom. I'm not going to let John the Baptist down. I'm not going to let Paul down. I'm not going to let Jesus down. But there's people that are committed to this. They're just committed to spitting in his face and driving the nails in deeper and watching his blood fall from the cross as if it's meaningless. No, I'm not gonna be silent. And listener, you should no longer be silent. You should be outraged.
Yeah, and friends, we're talking about a Jesus who changes people. The worst of sinners. I was shooting heroin at the age of 15, and I stole money from my own father to my shame. Jesus change your sinners. When we talk about preaching a gospel that does nothing, if all it does, friend, is get your name written down in some book, okay, now instead of being in the book of damnation, you're in the book of salvation, and your life isn't changed, and you don't become a child of God, and you don't go from death to life and from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of God, that's not the gospel. Any more than say, a doctor writing cancer in remission on someone's report in the hospital when the person is still dying. Jesus sets us free. We have liberty from sin, not liberty to sin. Get the book Spiritual Avalanche and 2 hours of my interview with Steve today by calling 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Or go to my website, askdrbrown.org, and click on the online bookstore. I've got a quote to share with Steve. I want to hear his reaction when we come back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I am going to share a quote with my guest, Steve Hill, in a moment. This is Michael Brown, your listener-supported voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Thanks for standing with us, friends. Together, we are making a difference. Steve, I haven't taken calls in the first hour and 20 minutes of our broadcast. Folks have called in, but I haven't brought them on. I want to bring in someone right now calling from Dallas, Texas, where you are. Wants to talk for a moment about being a standard bearer. Let's hear another voice, Steve. This is Deborah calling from Dallas, Texas. Thanks for joining us on the Line of Fire. What's on your mind today? Hello,
Am
Deborah.
I'm along with you.
Oh, you are on right now. Go for it,
okay,
please.
Sure. Well, the Holy Spirit said to call in and say, you know, I'm a soul winner. And I know the heart of God beats for souls. God's looking for those who will lay aside every weight and run that race. That is to go after these souls that Jesus went through so much to bring into the kingdom. There's so much compromise in the church right now. People are seeking other things. And just to say you win a soul is not that big of a deal I see in the church today. They're so distracted with so many things. Their focus is not on the kingdom. It's not on the perfect will of God. And these souls are being lost. I've actually gotten on a bus recently, and unbelievably, but you know, the way this nation has been going down away from God. This is one nation under God, but it's going to take God's people to fast and pray and to bring this nation back under God where it belongs, to honor God and His Word. I got on the bus driver started cussing. It was so horrible that I moved away from him, and I said, I don't have to listen to that. And the bus driver actually told me it was a free country. He could cuss all he wanted to. And I'm telling you, people are so bold in their wickedness and evil. We have to warn them. The Bible says, warn the wicked. And if we don't warn them as Christians, God says their blood will be upon our hands. So I'm a standard bearer. And I'll be preaching the gospel and going and winning the souls and looking for other Christians who will fight for this nation and help me.
Well, thank you, Deborah. Thank you for calling. Steve, the world is bold in its sin, isn't it? The world is unashamed of its sin. Before I get to that quote, I want to share with you, why are we ashamed of Jesus? The world sins boldly and people flaunt their sin through the media and on the streets, and why are we ashamed of Jesus?
Mike, it's a five-letter word, P-R-I-D-E, pride, okay? People are too stuck on themselves. Now, I can prove that. You walk up to somebody and talk to them about, let's say, snow skiing or Harley Davidson's or football or another sport. They'll talk all day with you, but you bring up Jesus, and then suddenly there's animosity, there's heat, there's hatred. And what do the Christians do? And maybe you're not like that, you know, I'm a listener, maybe you're not like that, but a lot of Christians, they belly up.
Yep.
And so they'd rather not be confronted, and it's pride. What will people think of me? What will they, you know, will I say the right thing, or... Or, you know, the list goes on and on. Friend, why don't you get to the place where it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter what they say. And Christians, don't be mean, okay? Because the Bible says that people are blind, okay? Don't be mean to a blind person. Don't be a Bible thumper. That's one of the reasons a lot of people aren't saved. Be kind. Look for ways to get in there, but also be bold. Be strong. Get in there, and I talk to people every single day, and I do it. One of the main reasons I do it is because I want new stories. I don't want to live on my stories of 20 years ago. I want a story from today.
Yep.
I want to talk about who I led to the Lord today, or who got in my face today. And so just get out there and do it, man, and have a life. Get a life. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and the fruit that you have in this world and the world to come, who can compare?
Land treasures up there, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I was just reading this scripture, and I think you got another one on your heart, but the Bible says in Luke 15, that then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receives sinners, and he eats with them. You want to know, listener, why Jesus, I believe, ate with sinners? Now imagine this. Okay, a sinner's home is probably not going to have, you know, pictures of Old Testament, you know, like the ark on the wall, you know? They had the Old Testament back then, you know? And Jesus ate with sinners, I believe, because he could trust them. Hold on now.
I'm listening.
Because they were honest. They were sinners. The religious people were liars. Look at the church today. Ask somebody about their walk with Christ. Oh, I love the Lord with all my heart. Mike, how many times have we heard this? I've been in the choir all my life, but I've come to this revival and decided to get the pornography out of my life.
Yeah.
Okay? Jesus hung with sinners because at least he could trust them. Oh, come on, Christians. It's time for Jesus to trust us and say, you know, I want to hang with them because they're right on. They speak the truth and live the truth.
Friends, if you want to be in touch with Steve Hill, some are asking how. SteveHill.org. That will link to his other website, including prodigalsonly.org. SteveHill.org to connect with my friend Steve Hill. That's why the website is called SteveHill.org. And when you go there, you'll be drawn to Jesus. You know, Steve, night in, night out, the burden in your heart, as we served together in Pensacola, helped ignite a deeper burden in my heart. And, you know, so many of us in the States, we just get caught up with all kinds of other Christian ministry and all kinds of other activity. And you look at the end of a year, we haven't led anyone to the Lord. And you look at the end of 5 years, and most churches have grown primarily through people, lateral transfer, you know, they go from one church to another and another to another, and you say, okay, where are the people who've come to faith? Where are the new believers? And they're not there. You know something's wrong. Friends, I've got 30 more minutes with Steve Hill, and I still haven't even gotten to go through some of the key chapters in the book, Signs of the Times, Hell on the Highway, Fire on the Mountain, Let It Snow, They Wouldn't Listen, all the words in red. Get the book, Spiritual Avalanche. And when you order the book today, it just came out today. I have an advanced copy in my hands. We'll give you the 2-hour interview with Steve that will stir your heart. We're not repeating ourselves. We're covering a lot of different ground over these 2 hours. Call right now, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. 278-9978. If you've listened to the show for months or for years and never stood with us, now's a great day to join, to become a monthly torchbearer with all of the benefits you'll receive as you do. And the greatest benefit is together we'll make an eternal difference. 1-800-278-9978, or go online, askdrbrown.org. Click on the online bookstore. We come back. I want to ask Steve about a quote from Rob Bell that God is going to fundamentally change what Christianity looks like. Something new in the air. Is it?
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My courageous friend and fellow worker, Steve Hill, was literally the edge of death. Under hospice care, given 2 or 3 days to live, just about 2 years ago now, as I look at the calendar, miraculously raised up, defied all expectations by the grace of God, and I believe by the determination of his heart to fulfill God's calling. He's alive today, preaching again, speaking, giving his energy to sound an alarm. His book, Spiritual Avalanche, The Threat of False Teachings That Could Destroy Millions. I said earlier in the first hour that it was almost like a Rip Van Winkle experience, the man who fell asleep for decades and woke up to a different world. Steve went through such a hellish struggle with cancer that for 4 years, life was somewhat of a blur to him. And he could communicate very little, couldn't follow much of what was happening in the outside world and the church. When his eyes were opened again by a vision from the Lord and then just by hearing things, he was shocked at the state of the body. And Steve, we know there's a proper time and context for naming names. One man that we did reach out to unsuccessfully to get on the radio to dialogue with me, Rob Bell, wrote the book called Love Wins, Questioning the Existence of Hell, and said, I have long wondered if there is a massive shift coming in what it means to be a Christian. Something new is in the air. Steve, something new is in the air, but it ain't positive. Talk to us about it.
Well, first of all, I am concerned, Mike, for people who read books and, well, they gullibly read books, okay? One of the reasons that we have some of the endorsers in front of our books, like Jack Hayford, and there's even a quote in the front of my book by the Billy Graham Association where they gave us, read the book and gave that quote to us, is so people would read it and could trust it, okay? Mm-hmm. And there is an epidemic right now, to use that word, we've used it a couple times, of teaching that is softening everything that bites in the Word of God. Now, everyone loves God's strokes, but nobody likes God's strikes. Okay, as a father, I'm a father. I got 3 kids. They're all grown up now. But everybody, you know, my kids always loved God's, you know, daddy's smiles. Mm-hmm. But they didn't like daddy's frowns. But that's not going to stop daddy from warning the kids from running across the street without looking both ways. And these people like Rob Bell and others are going to face, and I say this without any hesitation, dangerous, dangerous consequences for leading people down roads that they have no knowledge of. It is the blind leading the blind. Who do you want leading you, my friend? Someone who knows where they're going or someone who thinks they know where they're going? And so, Mike, all I have to say to these, because we're flooded with these teachers, is I'm not concerned about, and I'm going to say something that may be a little shocking to some people. I'm not concerned about the, let's say you add up all these guys together, all the charlatans, whatever, but add them all together, they may have like 40 million followers, okay? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, okay? And by the way, if people would quit supporting them financially, they would change their message. Remember,
Steve,
I said that.
All right,
they
Steve.
They would change their message.
Pause right there. Pause yeah. right there and hold on to that quote. I want to hear what Steve has to say. Who's he speaking to? It's my own show, and I got a break here. I want to hear what Steve has to say. Friends, this is a matter of life and death.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest, Steve Hill. The book, literally out today. I'm holding an advanced copy in my hand, Spiritual Avalanche, The Threat of False Teachings That Could Destroy Millions. Normally, as the host of a broadcast, you can set something up for the listeners so that come to the end of a segment and tell them what's coming next so that they'll be listening. Well, I'm sitting here on the edge of my seat listening because Steve got started talking about something, and I had to cut him off because we had a break. So Steve, you got my attention here. I didn't go anywhere, and I'm the radio host. You said you're not concerned about different ones with false teaching. Maybe they're reaching 40 million people just throughout an estimate. All right, talk to me, man.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, take all the false teachers that are out there, and Mike, we cover them, okay, in our books, and I will not stop. I will not stop. But how many people are on planet Earth? Okay? 7 billion. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's just say all these folks with all their supporters. And listen, I know the majority of these teachers. I know them. And I know about their support list. I know who does their mailings, and, you know, I know all that stuff. Okay? I've just been down that road before. Okay, let's just say 100 million. Let's give them 100 million people that they're affecting. That breaks my heart, Mike, and I want to stop that. But what about the 7 billion people? Okay, let's cut that in half. Let's say 3.5 billion have not heard of adequate presentation of the gospel to where they can really get saved by coming to the cross of Calvary. These are the people I'm concerned about, because I don't want them to either come to the Lord through one of these charlatans, or come to the Lord through our ministry or ministries like ours, or let's just say through the Billy Graham Association, which is pretty right on when it comes to the cross, and then fall into the false teaching of these others.
Mm.
Okay? And so I'm concerned about the billions. That's who we're after. And let's not minimize this. Let's maximize this. This is huge. Okay? This is huge where this is all going if it's allowed, just like an avalanche. You let it keep snowing and keep building and take your howitzer and park it in the garage and put your snowmobile and your helicopter, you know, at the airport and not do anything, then we're going to have a catastrophe spiritually on our hands, and we already do.
We do. And your reference to the howitzer, you explained in the first hour something I didn't know until reading your material about this, but that's what's actually used to stop an avalanche. You're talking about major artillery or explosive devices to
shoot. Want to encourage everyone, Mike, to go online and study avalanches. And write, you go straight to just type in avalanche howitzer. And howitzer is just like a brand name, okay? Anti-tank weapons type, and you're going to see the big cannons that you see, that you saw in the wars, and the wars that are going on now, same ones are used. Now, they have to shoot them towards the mountains. Okay, these howitzers are not used to shoot 100 yards into the mountain. They're used to shoot 5 miles, and that's why I did a chapter called Hell on the Highway, because these howitzers have to shoot 5 miles. They have to warn everyone that lives 5 miles that there's going to be an avalanche in their area. They have to get them out of the way. But where's the avalanche going to go? I know I'm getting pretty heavy on this, but it's going to go onto the road. It's going to kill everyone on the highways. And spiritually speaking, I'm speaking of those that want to come to Christ. They want to come to the Lord. They're on the highway to Christ. okay? But false teachings, do you get where I'm coming from? These
yes,
false
sir.
Teachings are coming down and covering the highways and covering them. I've met so many people in my life that wanted to come to the Lord, but something stopped them. And we cover that in the book. And by the way, this is not a hard read. It's an easy read, okay? I did that on purpose. I'm not a theologian like Mike Brown's a theologian. I wanted to make sure, now there are some heavy chapters, but I wanted to make sure everyone would enjoy the book, but also there you got to dig into it. There's a lot of scripture.
There's a lot of truth. It's laid out, though, in an attractive way. The pages are not intimidating. In fact, it draws you in. And my only problem is I'm you know, flipping through to look at the printed version here, and I'm trying to do an interview at the same time. So I'm putting the book down, Steve. But the back cover, you list some of the things that you saw in the vision.
Yeah.
Some of the spiritual application that God gave it. And by the way, I've known you all these years. It's about 20 years we've known each other, and I can't remember you telling me about visions that God gave you. I mean, it's not
no.
You know,
no,
I mean,
I've
this
never,
is.
I've had dreams, Mike, and you know, we've all had things, you know, that have been a little super spiritual. We've all had that. You've had that, and you know, we write them down, and some people write poetry and songs and all. But when you read on the back of the cover, universalism, the overemphasis of the prosperity gospel, hyper grace, the deification or worship of man. When I saw this in the vision, I didn't understand it all. What I saw was I saw the principles, and then later on, I had to write it out because a leader in the Christianity asked me to write it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days later, Jack Hayford got a hold of it. Okay, and that's you know everything after that just sort of skyrocketed. And then. You know the disbelief in hell and the judgments of God, that is, I can't handle that, Mike. I cannot handle that as a man of God, that anyone would stand up in front of anybody and say there are no judgments.
Yeah.
That there is appointed unto man and wants to die, and after this, the judgment. Leonard Ravenhill's final message to the church: the judgment seat of Christ. And I was trying to help him write some of that before he died, but you know he fortunately got the message out through the verbal form.
Right.
And then
right.
The great white throne judgment for those who just refuse to believe. Erase them all. What a party!
We have, as some put it, God is always in a partying mood. Oh yeah, oh yeah. When he destroyed the world that he made. With a flood, he was in a partying mood. Oh, and Jesus, who's the image of the Father, as he wept over Jerusalem, he was in a partying mood. And boy, I tell you, the angels must have been doing backflips when Ananias and Sapphira dropped. And I tell you, when people are consigned to judgment, irreversible, final judgment, I bet God's just going to be winking and laughing and giving high fives. I mean, I know I have friends of mine. And they say, look, we believe judgment's coming in the future. We just don't believe in it for today. Well, put today aside. Of course there's judgment today, but let's put that aside. If it's coming in the future, then why don't you talk about it? If it's coming, why don't you talk about it?
I mean, come on, if you know it's coming down the road. Do I have 30 seconds?
You got a minute.
Okay. David Ravenhill, I'm sorry for mentioning another name, but this is a good name, okay? David Ravenhill, Leonard's son, he called me the other day. And he said, Steve, have you heard my message when God goes on a killing spree? And I said, what? He said, when God goes on a killing spree. I said, no, David, send it to me. He said, from Genesis to Revelation, when God says, it's enough. It's enough. Now, most of the people listening to, you know, that, you know, listening to this conversation and they're not going to buy, you know, they're not going to buy Spiritual Avalanche. You know, they don't want to hear about when God goes on a killing spree. Okay? But guess what, folks? All through the Bible, he did. And he does. He's not. The loving Savior will one day be a severe judge.
Yeah, it's called justice. It's not murder. It's called justice. God is a righteous judge. Didn't Paul say, friends, we've got a break here, but didn't Paul say that we must look at the goodness of the Lord and the severity of the Lord if we are to have a right viewpoint? Our God, Old Testament, New Testament, our God, not was, is a consuming fire. You can be blessed by that. You can be judged by it. It all depends on your relationship with God. Back with one more segment with Steve Hill.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, you need to get the book, Spiritual Avalanche. We have just whet your appetite for the critically important truths of the book. When you order it from us, we will give you with it the entire two-hour interview with Steve Hill today. 1-800-278-9978 to order. 1-800-278-9978. Steve, you burn bright as an evangelist, as brightly as any evangelist I've ever met anywhere in the world, meaning you got a broken heart for the lost and to equip the church to reach the lost. Surely there are people listening right now who don't know the Lord or who knew the Lord and have fallen away or playing games in their own life. Hey, do what you love to do best and just take a couple of minutes and speak directly to our listeners and give them a call to get right with God. Would you do that, Steve?
I want to do two things. I am going to do that, but I want to talk to, once again, all the listeners. Those of you that love the Lord, support Mike Brown. Support this ministry. Get behind it. No gift is too small. You got to work on this, okay? Make it happen. Now, there's people right now that are away from God. This is not a condemnation message. This is a love story. The Bible is a love book, okay? But love has consequences, okay? When you don't follow his love, when you don't follow Jesus, there are consequences, but I believe you want to follow him. If you have sin in your life, you know you're away from God, right now, I want you to pray with me. Now, sin is anything Jesus wouldn't do. Don't end this broadcast just in some limbo land. Right now, pray with me out loud. Say, Jesus, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for not leaving me alone. I ask you to forgive me. I have sinned. Be my Savior, my Lord, and my very best friend. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Steve Hill, and it has been an honor to be with my friend, oh, my precious friend, Dr. Michael Brown. Thank you, Mike, for allowing me to be with you.
Oh, Steve, thanks, man. I'm indebted to you more than you realize, buddy, and so glad that God has spared you. We need you, and one day we'll do a show. We'll talk about the Prodigal's website. Anyone listening, been away from the Lord, struggling to find your way back, what's the website, Steve?
Prodigalsonly.com.
Prodigalsonly.com. You got backslidden friends sending there. Steve, I love you, man. It's time for awakening in the church. Glad to be in this together.
Blessings. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Well, friends, you heard it. You heard it from Steve Hill. You heard it from someone whose heart is broken for the purposes of God. And if you can stand with us, we are listener supported. We work really hard behind the scenes, on the road, everywhere, day and night, to pray in and raise support to help us be on the radio. But I want to speak to you directly. We've been expanding only for 4+ years. For the first time, I have to drop a station because of lack of support. So don't let that happen where you're listening. Call now, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Order the book Spiritual Avalanche. Become a Torchbearer monthly supporter today or help with a one-time gift. Or go to our website, askdrbrown.org. Just click on support to stand with us. Hey, friends, one more surprise for you. Alex McFarland, another dear friend, co-worker, formerly the president of Southern Evangelical Seminary, an apologist leader in the body today, is doing something very special in the greater Charlotte area. Alex, we had you come on last week and talk about this, but it's happening tonight. Tell our listeners who are anywhere within a few hours of Charlotte what's happening and where.
Well, I love the title Spiritual Avalanche because that's what we're asking God for tonight. First Baptist Charlotte, 7 o'clock. It's the Spiritual Town Hall Meeting. You know, Dr. Brown, people can watch live on the web anywhere in the country or the world, really. Truthforanewgeneration.com, truthforanewgeneration.com. Dr. Brown, it's a call to prayer. It's a call to church unity. It's a call to being salt and light in the culture because we need a revival. And we're going to gather tonight in Charlotte to get on our knees before God and pray for it.
All right. So one more time, Alex, this is tonight for those within a couple of hours of Charlotte, a spiritual town hall. So this is going to be an interactive time, right?
It's going to be interactive. We're going to take Q&A. There'll be myself, Dr. Mark Harris, Dr. Ken Hemphill, Tony Beam. Great music. And people can ask questions, interact. I mean, it truly is a town hall meeting for the body of Christ, a spiritual town hall for the revival that must be for the salvation and the future of America. And so I just want to make everyone aware, if at all possible, get to First Baptist, 7 o'clock tonight, downtown Charlotte, or watch online at truthforanewgeneration.com.
Is that the number 4 or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
truthforanewgeneration.com. You can watch the webcast everywhere you're listening, all over in America. Alex, I asked Steve Hill this question 2 hours ago. Let me ask you now, 30-second answer. Is it too late for the Church of America to awaken?
Absolutely not, but we must pray. We must return to God, unify, and pray. It's been said, you know, life without Jesus is a hopeless end. Life with Jesus is an endless hope. There's hope, but it's only in Christ.
Absolutely. Well said. And Alex, you answered the same way Steve did. It's not too late, but if we stay in neutral, the crash is inevitable. If we cry out to God, an outpouring will come. May the Lord bless you. I'm teaching my own class tonight. Otherwise, I'd love to participate. But everybody else, watch online, truthforanewgeneration.com. Everyone in the greater Charlotte area, make your way over to First Baptist Church, 7 o'clock. Hey, Alex, thanks for calling in and sharing this with our listeners.
Thanks, Dr. Brown. We love you, man.
God bless. Friends, we receive so many notes of encouragement from so many of you who have been helped, who have been changed, who have been encouraged, who have been strengthened. And we know we're doing the will of God. We know we're doing what he's asked us to do. And it's my joy. Here, you don't believe me? Talk to my wife, Nancy, and ask her about how I live. Ask her what my attitude is. Ask her about the joy I have in serving the Lord and serving you and being here on the air. It's a joint effort, though. It's a joint effort. And I'm asking you to share the burden with me and help us. Look, we want to be on stations all over America, but we still have to raise support for the stations we're on. And that just means everyone said, hey, I'll do something. As you do, we will reach critical mass and be able to spread this voice of moral culture revolution all across the nation. Call now to stand with us, 1-800-278-9978. When you do, make sure you order Steve's book, Spiritual Avalanche, and we will include with it the CD of the two-hour interview today. Again, 1-800-278-9978, or go online, askdrbrown.org, and just click on our online bookstore. My bottom line today, no, it is not too late for revival in America, but there is no guarantee that it is coming unless we humble ourselves, turn from sin, and cry out to the only one who can send revival.